Yes, as I said, earlier this week was speaking to Stephen Kings, whose string quartet is being premiered at the Arnolfini next week, and I asked him where he got the inspiration for his piece.
A lot of my music gets its inspiration from non-musical things like paintings or poems or religious ideas or something like that. But in this case, it was simply the abstract thing of the string quartet sound, you know, those two violins, viola and cello, and the ways that you could combine them and the kinds of sounds that they could make. And then the musical structures that you could build out of that. So it was different from how a lot of my stuff comes into my mind. This is actually the melody that begins the string quartet, so it's the first thing you hear played on the violin. So I'll just play the melody. Okay, so it's going all over the place, but it's definitely a line that I kind of feel has a sense of momentum to it. And every so often that melody crops up again, might maybe start on a different note. But then from time to time, I want to take it off in a different direction. So that last little phrase that I played, a bit later on, you hear it, but then it goes off in a different direction. So you have... and carries on going higher and higher, and I sort of repeat things and make them build up like that. Right at the very end of the piece, that little tune comes back, but this time, instead of being sort of loud and vivacious, it's very soft. So you hear the strings playing really softly. This is still the same notes at the beginning of the melody, and then the violin kind of finishes it off, so everything ends very quietly like that.
So have you composed for string quartet in the past?
I have done once, yes. This piece that's being performed next week is called String Quartet. The piece I wrote a few years back was actually called After the Dissonance. So it's not officially a string quartet like Number One or anything like that. But it was a piece that I got very interested in, string quartets by Mozart, and one in particular whose nickname is the Dissonance Quartet. I wanted to find a way of taking some of the ideas in that and sort of taking them off in my own direction. So I sort of recomposed it. Not that I reckon I'm a match for Mozart, but I was just fascinated by some of the sounds in his piece and I wanted to see what I could do with them. So that piece was performed by the same performers who are playing this one, actually.
Thank you.
Extract of the Bristol Ensemble Quartet playing After the Dissonance, one of Stephen King's previous compositions. Stephen's new string quartet is getting its premiere at the Arnolfini next week. I also asked him about the other composers whose work will feature in the concert on Thursday.
David Bedford's music, which might be well known to quite a lot of people, particularly from his sort of crossover into the worlds of rock, you know, working with Mike Oldfield and people like that. It does have quite a driving quality to it sometimes, you know, so you will get rhythms which are, in a way, they're quite sort of repetitive, but they're sort of cumulative, you know, there's this momentum that keeps driving on, and the harmonies are perhaps usually a little bit more straightforward, but it's very, you know, it's very rhythmical, very exciting, it kind of carries you along with it. John Pitts, I know that he's described his string quartet as an experiment in a sort of expressionist style. So, you know, if people imagine that famous painting called The Scream by Edvard Munch, it might be a kind of musical equivalent of that. It's very sort of edgy, very hard-hitting, constantly changing from one mood to another. And then David Simmons's piece, I think, is altogether more reflective, more pastoral, more gentle on the ear, and very just sort of very serene. I think he feels it's quite a melancholy piece. But you can tell from the way I'm describing that the four of us have come out with completely different things. Each of us would be very distinctive.
The concert on Thursday is at the Arnolfini, and you mentioned about how you were inspired by other works of art, paintings, things like this. So is it a particularly appropriate venue for you?
I think it's a very good venue to have new music performed. It's nice to think that new music is interrelated with the other arts that are being done at the moment. You know, we none of us, despite what some people might think, we don't want to be in a ghetto. We don't want to be off on our own, in our own little world. You know, we like to interact with other people and with the other arts. And so I think the Arnolfini is a particularly good place for that, and you can kind of get a flavour for the whole cultural setting of these activities which are taking place.
You gave us a bit of a sneak peek of part of your composition that will be played on Thursday. What would you say to someone who is perhaps a bit apprehensive or in two minds about whether to come along? They might not have listened to a lot of modern classical music.
Well, I think the best thing about a concert like this one is that there'll be a huge variety of music in it. It's all written for the string quartet, but that's probably about where the comparisons end, you know, because as I suggested before, the four different composers write in very different ways. And I think whatever your taste in music, that you will find something that will appeal to you in this concert. You know, if you like the slightly more sort of aggressive modernist stuff, there'll be a bit of that. And if you like the more kind of rocky, driving sounds, you know, there'll be a bit of that. If you like a more reflective, pastoral sort of sound, you'll certainly get some of that. So I think, you know, people will find it very interesting, and they're likely to enjoy at least some of it.
The concert, More String Times 4, a tribute to David Bedford, is at the Arnolfini on Thursday, the 8th of March.